What's up, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here. And today we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by the Club App, the number one community for DJs where you can get paid to live stream your in-person events. Today we have Sunstone. He's going to introduce himself, tell his DJ story. Can you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and where you're from.
Of course. Yeah. So my name is Micah Lay. I'm known professionally as Sunstone. And I'm based out of Madison, Wisconsin and Las Vegas, Nevada. And I just want to say thank you so much for having me on the show, Daryl.
Awesome. We're super excited to have you on the show. Definitely want to hear your story. You know, tell us a little bit about how you got started and what sparked your interest to become a DJ.
Absolutely. So it all would have started in 2017 when a friend and a DJ, Sarah Akawa, who's known professionally as Saint Saunter, came to me and she was like, "Hey, Micah, you know, when are you going to let me teach you how to DJ? When are you going to let me teach you how to DJ?" And I said, "No way, man, it's not going to happen." I think because, you know, at the time I didn't really know any other DJs who were queer or transgender. And so despite how much I love music, it was kind of hard, I think, to envision myself doing what they were doing and in the positions they were in. So after a while, though, of what I call loving peer pressure from Sarah, she was finally able to convince me to get started. So honestly, I think the biggest thing I realized out of starting my DJ career and that whole experience, getting my feet on the ground and getting running, the biggest thing I realized is that sometimes maybe we need to be our own representation, you know? Like, if you love something, you have to pursue it. And even if you don't feel like you're part of the club at first, if you keep working and doing what you love, eventually, I think, no matter what, you'll carve out a space for yourself and realize that the confidence that you need doesn't come from other people telling you that you're doing the right thing or telling you that you're legit. It comes from a feeling of that confidence inside, knowing that you're doing what you really love, you know?
Oh man, that's an awesome introduction. And I love how, you know, you took something that you really had passion for and you spoke about confidence. And to have confidence, you have to have faith that there's something bigger and something more amazing is going to happen and occur. And then you just walk into it. And like you said, you manifest the things that you want to happen in this world. And you are living proof of that. And I'm super excited that you're here telling your story. You know, talk me through a little bit of the journey. And what I like to talk about here is some of the challenges that you went through starting out, you know, about 5 years ago. And, you know, being in the industry and also with your background, what are some things that you faced as a struggle that you're able to overcome?
Yeah. It's a super good question. I think, you know, when we're talking about challenges, there are certainly those external challenges, you know, the challenges of how do I learn something? How do I learn a new skill? How do I learn to promote myself? You know, who do I need to talk to? But then there are those internal challenges too, right? Of that emotional realm, the spiritual realm, when you have those voices in your head that say, "Nah, this is not for you. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You can't learn this new thing," you know? So it was kind of a combination of figuring out how to surmount those external challenges while also doing that interior work, that internal work to ask myself, well, what am I telling myself about me? Am I telling myself that I'm not good enough? Or am I telling myself that maybe I don't know the thing that I need to know right now, but if I keep working at it and I keep working at it, I will be able to find the answer somewhere, whether that is from a mentor or from an online community. And really trusting, you know, like you said, trusting in faith, having faith in yourself to walk into something and not have all the answers right away, but just believe that they will be there for you as long as you show up with that passion and that heart. You know, I really believe in that.
Definitely. And it has brought you success and prosperity so far. And I'm super excited because this is super early in your journey and there's so much more to come. So I'm glad that we're connected and I can help and support you in your journey and definitely be a part of it. So, you know, what are some things that you would say really stand out about you as a DJ? You're, you know, you're building this brand. You're able to really create a new persona as Sunstone. You know, how'd you get that name and what does it mean to you?
Yeah. So as far as the name goes, it's kind of an interesting story that brings me a lot of fondness. So my first DJ name that I ever chose was actually a joke name. It was, I called myself Boxy after a super old, I don't know if anybody remembers that internet meme from like way back where there's that girl with like the thick eyeliner saying like, I'm Boxy. And for some reason I picked this name because it was a random internet thing. And as I went further in my career, I realized that was a reflection of me not knowing how to take myself seriously. So as time went on, I realized if I'm not going to take myself seriously, no one else is going to take me seriously either, right? So eventually, that's why I came to pick the name Sunstone, which is a feldspar crystal that represents the source of light and warmth and life in the world. And that's really the ethos that I want to bring into my DJ career, because I think a lot of what's important to me over time that I've realized is that I really want to bring my principles and my values into my DJing. You know, it's only been for me a few years that I've been in the game, so it's absolutely new. It's really exciting to be in this beginning part of my journey. And I think in the very beginning, something that I struggled with a lot was how do I show up fully as myself in a space, and how do I show up fully as myself as a DJ without succumbing to the pressure to conform to be a certain kind of person or a certain kind of DJ, just to get gigs at certain places or just to feel like I'm fitting into this community, right? So I think really taking that from there, and after spending some time reflecting and continuing to practice and continuing to delve into my skills, I realized, you know, what are the things that I value? I value community, I value inclusivity, I value togetherness. And now that all comes out in the shows that I play, the events that I help organize, the environments that I co-create. You know, I kind of say to myself, if people are going to come out to one of my shows, I want them to feel totally free to be who they are and to feel seen completely and to just really feel like they can let go, right? Because I think for me, one of the whole points of music and being in community in music spaces is to let go and be your truest self. And so that's why I think kind of having those spaces is so important. So that's been a big part of my journey and has been really central to who I am and the kind of DJ identity I'm trying to build.
Wonderful. No, thanks for sharing that story. I think it's going to be very helpful to our listeners. And a lot of people that listen to this podcast are either up and coming DJs or DJs that are trying to take their DJ skills and career to the next level. You know, what are some qualities that you think have been, you know, leading to your success as a DJ, and what qualities do you think that people should focus on building to become great DJs?
Man, you have such good questions. I love this question. I think for me, the first thing that comes to mind is patience, you know? And like I said, I haven't been in the game for very long. So this is just kind of my, a personal thing that I have found really helped me at this particular point in my career. But I think the times where I'm least patient with myself, where I'm like, I wish I were learning something faster, or I wish I already knew how to do something, or where I get frustrated with myself or the people around me, you know, those moments of smallness, I think, are some of the biggest hindrances to growth. And something I realized is that when I'm patient with myself and when I remind myself that it's still early on and that there's still lots of time and lots of room to grow, and that not everybody is born knowing how to do all the things that they want to do, I think when I feel able to embody that amount of patience, it impacts how I feel about my work, and really it helps me stay connected to the joy that I feel when I'm DJing, when I'm sharing spaces and building communities. Because really, I think if, you know, for me, if I'm not connecting with the joy and the passion of what it is that I want to do, why am I doing it? You know, that's kind of the question.
Yeah. And I believe that in any industry, you operate at your best when you're doing the things that you love and you're not doing it just for a check or doing it because you have to. It just aligns with your spirit. It aligns with the natural intentions that you want to do. And that's what you have in DJ. I can hear the passion in the way you speak about it. And I'm super excited to hear this story. Tell me a little bit about some of the things that you think DJs should be focusing on in this current time. You know, we're in COVID-19, 2019, in 2020, sorry. We're currently in 2021 with this COVID-19 pandemic, and the climate has changed. you know, what are some things that you believe that DJ should be focused on right now to navigate the current environment?
Yeah, I think a lot of DJs, you know, have made a really graceful transition from offline to online DJing. And the pandemic obviously has been really difficult in the sense of both making that transition, but then also trying to find substitutes for the things that we all had, in person online suddenly, right? So, you know, the feeling of being in a physical space with people, the feeling of, you know, you go and you have a drink with some friends after your set, or you get to sit down and meet some of the other performers. Those things are, I think, really irreplaceable, but I've also been really, I think really, really excited to see how people are doing their best to replicate those things online so that we can continue to have these safe communities until it's safe to return to in person, you know? So I think that's been one thing that has amazed me, is people making those substitutions and kind of making that transition. The other thing I think has been interesting has been seeing, not only for other people, but also for myself, ways that the pandemic has encouraged people, I think, to, in some ways, to look inward and to focus on self and building your own internal skills. So for me, a lot of the pandemic has been something that has sort of forced me to look inward and say, okay, if you're not spending as much energy putting on shows and organizing events, then how can you take the energy that you have left and put that into yourself? How can you be pursuing new communities online? How can you be reaching out to people who have always wanted to try DJing and now are having time and are looking for mentorship? How can you be taking that energy and putting it into learning new skills and pushing yourself as a DJ so that, you know, someday, whenever it is that we can all be in space together again, that we can share that space, and that we as DJs can feel that we've spent this time, you know, having some sense of growth within ourselves.
Yeah, definitely. And you pointed out something very important, and that's the word community. I absolutely love the community. I'm building a community with our business, The Club. And I would love to learn, like, what communities are you currently a part of, and where can people go to find community? And what should they be looking for when they join those communities? What should they be looking to get out of it?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of the communities that I have been involved in have been local sort of Midwest and Wisconsin-based communities for underrepresented DJs, whether those are by POC DJs or queer DJs or DJs who are Indigenous or otherwise of an identity that you don't see, you know, a majority of the largest DJs sharing that identity. So that's been really helpful, just through online forums and Facebook groups, reaching out to people who are local. And then also something I would recommend to folks, if you're from a town that is maybe not so big, such as mine, Madison, Wisconsin, you know, there's always room to build those communities if you don't see them. Because there are certainly, I think, always people who exist out there and who are looking for community. And if you are one person who says, I'm trying to find my people, if you put that out into the world, I think that creates this opportunity for other people who have also been searching to realize that we're out here, you know, and that's really cool. So that's been one element of it. The other online community that I would totally like to plug is FemHouse. And FemHouse, if you go to the website, thisisfemhouse.com, that has been an online and really, really kind of, it's been a community that has really been starting to take off. And it consists of just a community of DJs who are women, who are trans, who are non-binary, and folks who have other marginalized gender expression, to come together, talk about music, talk about technique, talk about marketing and self-promotion. And that's been really good, I think, for me, not only to learn from the experiences of these other DJs and producers, but also, you know, you know this all too well with the community that you're building. It feels good when you reach out and there's somebody there who you can say, you know, I connect with you. Like I share a vibe with you. I share interests with you, and I want to hear about your story. because that provides this opportunity for us to learn from each other, which I think is so cool. And which is part of the reason that I am so, so excited about the project that you've started up. And I'm so happy to see that it's growing and excited to see where it goes next.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it so much. And I would love to hear, you know, some of the things that you're currently focused on, and how can me, my community, and the listeners support you in that current things that you're working on?
Gosh, that's also a good question. You know, I'm not really sure, because like I was saying a little bit earlier, what you're doing with the club is checking all those boxes for me, is like meeting those needs. So it's hard for me to think if there's any like particular one thing that I really wish that y'all were doing that I feel like is lacking, because just by existing and doing the thing that you're doing, you know, all of a sudden it's like there's a space that being created for that. So honestly, it's I feel like maybe that's not a super helpful answer, but what I can say is that I'm grateful for what you're doing now, and that I just hope that you continue doing it.
Thank you so much. Definitely going to continue to speak with amazing teachers like yourself and help you in whatever ways we can, you know, whether that be helping you with branding, whether that's helping you, you know, generate more clients, more gigs, just having a community of people to talk to when you need to. We're here and we're really trying to hear and learn from you and other DJs and understand how can we meet those needs. So I appreciate your kind words. This has been a honestly amazing interview. Really love what we're talking about right now, just hearing your story. Is there any other pieces of advice that you have for DJs that are out there thinking about, you know, taking that next step within their career? Do you have any advice of some things that you know now that you wish you knew back when you were getting started?
I think if I could go back and give myself advice as a you know, very, very brand new DJ, which is not too different than now, right? Because some people have been in the game for longer than I've been alive, and something that I wish I had known then is that it's important to look at your inexperience with excitement, because it means that there's so much potential. And there's this whole world of new things and new strategies, new experiences, and other DJs who have that information. And so instead of looking at it like, you know, oh my gosh, I've only been here for a little while, you know, do I even deserve to be in this? And is this the right place for me? Am I ever going to be able to catch up, whatever that means? I think instead of looking at your limitations, I would have said, you know, be excited about what's to come, because you are just starting a journey that is going to bring you so much joy and so much fulfillment and so much excitement in your life, not only in terms of being able to pursue your passion for music, but also being able to build true and genuine relationships with DJs, producers, people who just love music. And all of those things are going to bring you so much fulfillment. So keep going, keep pursuing it. And don't spend too much time thinking about what you wish you had. Spend maybe as much, or if more, time thinking about what you're going to have and what you're excited about.
That is wonderful advice. Thank you so much. And at this time, we're going to jump into the lightning round. Are you ready?
Oh boy. All right, here we go.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
So I'm like very mobile DJ right now. I live part-time out of a van. And so I have, two PAs set up out of the back, which allow me to kind of take myself from place to place. So I have laptop, my, Pioneer SB3 DDJ controller. And that's it. And that allows me to be, you know, very lightweight, very mobile, very portable. And I love that flexibility, being able to go from place to place. So
who's your favorite DJ?
Green Velvet.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at, and why?
Oh gosh. I think my favorite, this one is hard because there are so many. I think my favorite would have to be Hot Summer Gaze in Madison, Wisconsin. Cause it's such a fun atmosphere, middle of the Madison summer, super humid. Everybody is, you know, like wearing shorts and nothing else. And it's just a fun time.
Who's the most interesting person you've met through DJing?
Oh gosh. I don't know if this counts as meeting necessarily, but through Femme House, I've gotten to interact with Sophie Tucker, who has been one of the folks who they've had on. And it's been cool, you know, meeting with and talking to one of my inspirations.
What is one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
More platforms that don't make copyright a barrier to DJs who just want to put music out there. You know, like I can guarantee you there are virtually none of us who are out here to quote unquote steal people's music. If anything, the music we're playing is music that we love. And so it's, you know, something just, it is sometimes difficult finding platforms that you let you play the music that you love and that you want to share without locking things down so tight that you can't even put on a live stream. So I think that's one thing that I would like to see more of.
Shout out to DJs that you know personally whose story needs to be shared on this podcast as well.
Yeah, 100%. Sarah Akawa / Saint Saunter, my mentor, one of my close friends, one of those people who really pushed me and supported me in the beginning. So much gratitude to that person. And I will definitely have to hit her up and see if we can get her connected with the show.
Awesome. We look forward to hearing their stories on the show. And any DJ interested, they can sign up at djsignup.com. And where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
Yeah, so people can find me online right now until a time that we're doing live events again on Facebook, just as Sunstone. You can also find me on my personal Instagram, which is linked. It has a link in the bio to all of my other socials at FOMO Erotic.
Awesome. This has been an amazing interview. I love your energy. I love your spirit and just the way that you think. Everyone, please follow Sunstone. This is an amazing DJ that's doing some amazing work. We really appreciate you for being on the show.
This is great. Thank you so much, Daryl. I'm really grateful to be here.